The Northwest London Christian Church are studying through the book of 1 John at the moment. And as extra background and information to that book, I'm recording a few podcasts on some more detail than we're able to cover in the sermons. And today we're looking at the First John chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4. So let's read those. Verse 2. The life appeared. We have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. John writes here in verse 2 with a similar progression to what we see at the beginning of Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, in another, a book also authored by John. In Revelation 1, 1, he says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. And John is in the epistle giving us a similar idea. The life appeared, we've seen it, we testify to it, and we're talking about eternal life that was with the Father and has appeared to us. There's a progression going on here. In verse 3, we proclaim to you, that we, juxtaposed with the you, implies that what John saw personally is something that they had not personally seen. They are second generation Christians that he's writing to. Since he wrote the book probably about 90 AD, very likely many of the members of the church that he's writing to certainly had never seen Jesus and may not have seen any of the apostles, or at least none other than perhaps John. This second generation group of Christians had heard about Jesus, believed in him, but had not met him. And John says that I have seen it and I have heard it, so I'm proclaiming to you what you've heard of and what's become real to you in your experience as Christians, but something you hadn't physically seen. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. There is a strong link between having fellowship with fellow Christians and with God. This is a theme that John will expand on greatly in his epistle, to the point where he says that effectively, if you don't love one another, you don't love God. In fact, you don't even know God. Fellowship with fellow Christians and with God cannot be separated. If one is weakened, so is the other. If one is broken, so is the other. This is so important for us who have a Christian faith, that we understand that coming to church, coming to what we might call a family group or a smaller group, that these things aren't activities that we do out of duty, or we do them just because someone tells us to. It's part of the way that we experience fellowship and love one another. And we do that because that is an expression of our love for God. We can't say we love God and not practically love one another. As F.F. Bruce says in his commentary on this passage, those who abandoned the apostolic teaching and the fellowship severed themselves from fellowship with the Father and the Son. And John, with his pastoral heart, his loving heart for these disciples, can't bear to see them breaking their fellowship, because he knows if they break their fellowship on this earth, they're also breaking their fellowship with the Father. And in verse 4, he says, we write this to make our joy complete. Some translations translate that as your joy, but most commentators think that our joy is correct. And I think it is, because it's his heart that's being revealed here. His heart is being broken by the breaking of fellowship that's going on in the church he's writing to. The secessionists are drawing people away, breaking away. And he says, don't do that, because we're proclaiming to you what we've heard and seen about Jesus. And if you hold on to what you know about Jesus, that he was truly God and he did truly come in the flesh, then you continue to have fellowship with each other and with us, and then our joy will be complete, for we will know that you are strong in your faith. Let's be strong in our faith by making sure that we don't neglect our fellowship with one another. We'll look at verse 5 next time. Have a great day and God bless.